Sarah Youngbear Brown's piece, Prayer, is an 11 by 12 inch mixed medium work of art. A flat piece of wood painted in black provides the canvas for the piece. 13 cowrie shells hanging on tan-colored strings extend from the bottom. Above them is an American Samoan pattern painted in white with a black background. The pattern has 28 dots of varying yet similar sizes that run alongside a rectangle with three symbols inside, in the style of siapo, a Samoan cultural art form. The first symbol starting from the left has multiple points and resembles a fa'aweao, or starfish. It is painted off-white with a black background. The symbol in the middle resembles a fa'aliao, or tortoise shell. It has an off-white background with triangular shells appearing in black. The symbol that appears on the right seems to be a leaf, or more specifically, a fa'lauulu, or breadfruit leaf. It is painted in off-white against a black background. Above that is a small piece of beadwork with a flat bottom and a curved top outlined in blue. It is divided into four equal parts, with three lines of blue beads dividing each part and meeting in the middle. Yellow beads forming a half circle are placed where the three blue lines meet. A half circle of pink beads are placed above that. It flows into a half circle of lava-colored beads, which are a deep auburn with dark brown undertones. That, in turn, flows into a final half circle of crimson-colored beads. Above that section of beadwork seems to be a paper mulberry bark called ua. The bark is light brown and has perforations and lines throughout, similar to cork. The bottom of this section has been carved to fit the curvature of the beadwork below. The ua continues for about half an inch, and then the primary focus of the piece takes shape. In light pink beads, a woman is on her knees with her hands clutched to her chest in a prayer position. Her skin is depicted with brown beads, while her hair is formed with black beads. Two other people in wheelchairs are nearby. The beads used for their hair and skin are identical to the woman's. The person in the middle wears a dress made of coral-colored beads. Their bare feet lie on the footrest of the wheelchair, which is outlined in tan-colored beads. The beads for the wheels of their chair are black, while the spokes of the chair are the same color as the footrest. Next to them is a person with blue pants and a red shirt. This person's arms extend up as they hold a circular disc made of gold beads. They are outlined in bright yellow. All three people are facing a large wave that looms over them. The wave is made of dark blue beads. Meanwhile, behind the praying woman, yellow zigzag lines, very much akin to the shape of lightning, extend from and beyond the waves. They contrast a background painted in sky blue. Above that, flat discs of varying shades of turquoise populate the top of the piece. They gradually morph into flat tan-colored beads that outline the entire piece, which hangs from a thin yellow cord. Image description, Social Audio Description Collective. Written and narrated by Cassandra Freeman. Blind quality control, Robert Kingette.